From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The International Organization for Migration said Tuesday that more than 350,000 migrants have made the perilous journey across the Mediterranean this year, fleeing turmoil and poverty in the Middle East and Africa in search of a better life in Europe. The Intergovernmental Agency said that more than 234,000 of them landed on the shores of Greece, with another 114,000 arriving in Italy and much smaller numbers in Spain and Malta. About 2,600 have died, often drowning when overcrowded boats operated by human traffickers have sunk. The latest figures came as Europe continued to cope with one of its biggest stream of migrants since World War II. Hungary is one of the main migrant entry points to the European Union, with more than 156,000 arriving this year. The 28-member EU plans to hold emergency talks on the migrant issue on September 14th. Two more Ukrainian National Guard officers have died from wounds caused by a grenade blast during Monday's violent demonstrations in the capital Kiev, bringing the death toll to three. Officials announced the deaths of two servicemen Tuesday, day after nationalists clashed with security forces outside the country's parliament building. The nationalists were protesting constitutional amendments proposed by the government that would give greater autonomy to parts of eastern Ukraine, controlled by Russia-backed separatists. The legislation won preliminary parliamentary approval on Tuesday. About 140 people were hospitalized as a result of Monday's violence. Ukraine's Interior Ministry announced Tuesday that it has called more than 30 people in for questioning. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber has killed at least four people and wounded around 50 others in northwestern Pakistan. An umbrella organization of Islamist insurgents called the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's violence in a volatile region near the Afghan border. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
The deadly bombing occurred in the mountainous Khyber district, where Pakistani security forces are conducting counter-militancy operations. Authorities say a paramilitary vehicle was apparently the target, and civilians as well as tribal police personnel are among those killed or wounded. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for Tuesday's suicide bombing, saying it was carried out in revenge for government security operations against them. In a statement emailed to media, the group's spokesman threatened it will launch more attacks in the future and the fight will continue until what he called anti-Muslim Pakistani rulers are eliminated and an Islamic system is implemented in the country. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Worries about China's economic growth were sharpened by a disappointing report on that nation's huge manufacturing sector on Tuesday. Prices on the Shanghai market fell sharply at the open, but regained some strength to close at the loss of just under 1.3%. In London, shares lost 3%, while Paris and Germany were down around 2.4%. Key U.S. market indexes were off around 2.5% in the afternoon trading. The developments have been so significant that Japan's finance minister, Taro Aso, suggested on Tuesday that the Chinese economy be a focus of this week's meeting of the group of 20 major economies. Al-Shabaab militants assaulted an African Union base in southern Somalia on Tuesday, killing at least 19 soldiers and reportedly taking others hostage. The death toll was provided by a high-ranking Somali official who told VOA that a similar number of AU troops were abducted by Al-Shabaab. A local resident also reported seeing captured soldiers. There is no indication where the troops might have been taken. Gunmen attacked the base located in the lower Shabelle region with a car bomb early Tuesday. Al-Shabaab gunmen then entered the camp there, triggering a gunfight with AU soldiers. Suspect who has been arrested, who matches the description of the bomber at a Bangkok shrine, Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said Tuesday. The junta boss said the suspect, who is not Thai, is the second to be taken into custody and was captured at noon Tuesday trying to cross into Cambodia. He's now undergoing military interrogation in the capital. The August 17th bombing of a Bangkok shrine killed 20 people and wounded more than 100. The police spokesman described the man as an important member of the group responsible for the bombing. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.